Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said life is as uncertain as a grapefruit squirt. We appreciate this opportunity of being with you today. It's good to be able to study from the Bible, and we do appreciate your listening to Bible Meditations. Well, let's get back to our study. We hear people complaining from time to time about what it costs to be a Christian. I have to give up my time. I have to give up my efforts. Other things are put aside while I put Christianity first, and the price is just too high. Well, when they're figuring the price of what it costs to be a Christian, I believe they need to take the time to figure the price of what it means to not be a Christian. There's a price on the other side. The way of the transgressor is hard, the writer of the Proverbs said. In Romans 6 and verse 23, we learn that the wages of sin is death. Do you know of anybody who's willing to pay that kind of a price in order to do the things they want to do? That's a high price, isn't it? Well, let's go on in our study. And as we closed yesterday, we introduced to you a man named Samson. He was one of the judges of the children of Israel. This was at a period before the time when the children of Israel had a king. Judges were the people who were military leaders who came along and helped the children of Israel to get out of some of the problems they got into with those who were their neighbors and those about them. They would be fighting nations like, for instance, the Philistines, and they would be doing all they could to survive. Then a military leader would come along and help them to get out of their problem. Well, Samson is one of those military leaders. When you think of Samson, I think immediately coming to your mind is the idea of a man with long hair who, when his hair was cut off, became weak, and who, in his death, eventually brought down a number of people to their end. Well, that's somewhat the impression and the idea that we have regarding Samson. To say that Samson lived a life of dissipation, that he lived a life of involvement in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is very clearly seen when you read about him in the book of Judges. In chapter 16 of the book of Judges, beginning with verse 21, we'd like to look at some things that are said in regard to his life, and then we'll make some application as we go on. First of all, verse 21, the Philistines took him and put out his eyes. Terrible price, isn't it? And brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Now remember, he was one who had taken a Nazarite vow, which involved the long hair, the razor not coming to his head. When his hair was shaved, he became weak. Then the Lord of the Philistines gathered them together to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. And they said, "Our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands." Now remember, the price is being paid. Samson is being made light of. He's in a situation where others are in control of his life. And when the people saw him, they praised their God and said, "Our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many among us." They're talking about Samson being now in their hands, and they have said Dagon, their God, had delivered Samson into their hands. Little did they know that Dagon had no power whatever. But Samson now is in their control. It came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may make us sport." In other words, we want Samson to become our amusement. bring him in. They called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. And Samson said to the lad that held him by the hand, "Suffer me that I may feel the pillars wherein the house standeth, that I may lean upon them." And the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there were under one roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, "O Lord our God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, my God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes." And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand, of the other with his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bowed himself with all of his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew in his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Well, if you look at this particular passage, you're seeing the end, the conclusion of what happened to a man who at one time could have been a great leader for God's people, but he allowed lust and sin and wrong things to get in the way of carrying out his responsibility. What a sad end to his life. He has come to the place now that his enemies call him in, that they may make sport of him. They're going to look at what he's doing, and they're going to be amused by the kind of things that he has to do at this particular occasion. Remember, of course, they've put his eyes out. He no longer can see. Well, that's a price that is paid for that kind of life. Instead of allowing himself to serve God and using his life in a proper way, he was now paying the price of sin. So the high price of sin is the subject that we're talking about this week. We believe there are people who become consumed with what it costs them to be a Christian. It takes some of their time. It takes some of their money. It takes some of their efforts. And so sometimes people will say, "What's the use? It costs too much to be a Christian." But they fail to realize there's another side to the picture. The side that we saw when we read from Judges 16 about a man named Samson. There is a price that is paid for unrighteousness. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. That's spiritual death. All of us die physically, but spiritual death comes as a result of sin. What does it mean? It means when we die out of the Lord, we die without God and without hope in the world. Read carefully the second chapter of the Ephesian letter and look at verse 12, when it is described there as people of the world in general are without hope, they're strangers from the covenants of promise, they have no hope in the world. What a sad commentary on a person's life. Tomorrow, as we continue our study, we want to look at some of the things that parallel the price paid by you and I if in our world today we decide to serve sin. We're paralleling that with the price paid by Samson. We do appreciate your listening and want to remind you again that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.